Sometimes it's little things, just tiny, subtle little cues that tell me the man standing in front of me is just a little bitch waiting to be controlled, waiting to be dominated. When I meet a man and shake his hand, and I give that wry little grin, that one that you've seen, just that quirk at the corner of my mouth. When he flushes and looks away really quickly, it's almost like seeing a submissive dog who doesn't want to meet your eyes. This date, big, huge guy, oh my god, he's tall, fucking sculpted muscles, he's pretty, he's a gorgeous, gorgeous man, red hair, long, and everywhere he goes, he gets attention from his size, from that long red hair. From that beautiful face and that sculpted muscle, and he always has his shirt open showing off that fucking chest, or he's always walking around without a shirt on. It's just that he's beautiful and he knows he is. We went to a place that had a dress code, and in he walks to meet me and my friends, and he's not wearing a tie. Instead, he's got that same old silk shirt on that shows his nipples when they get hard, that show every line of his muscles. So I pulled out my Sharpie, my little black Sharpie, and I drew on his chest, on his collar, on his chest, I drew a tie. The waiter was tickled and let it slide. There weren't that many people in the place, and nobody could really see that he wasn't wearing a tie from the angle he was facing. But it was that moment, that look in his eyes as he stood so high above me, watching me draw on him as if he were a toy, just scribbling a tie on him. I could see that hard ridge in his trousers as he got all excited and then tried to hide it, tried to concentrate on what we were talking about, on what my friends were saying, on what I was saying. But he kept looking over at me with that hungry puppy dog look of his. After that, I always kind of thought of him as my puppy. Like a big old Irish setter. And I would have him carry me piggyback from one place to another. Then I would have him get on his knees and crawl and give me a pony ride. It was such an easy descent into submission. Such an easy slide into being my pet. We never discussed it. We never acknowledged it. We never analyzed it. It just happened. before you knew it, he was just my puppy. He would sleep on the floor by the bed. He would lick my ankles as I worked. My big, giant pet dog. So that when I put that puppy tail in him eventually, oh, I know he felt the sting of humiliation at me shoving things in his ass. And he was tight, make no doubt about it. He wasn't used to being fucked. He wasn't used to having things enter him. So I could tell that it was one of the harder challenges for him. But there's never any discussion. Whatever I wanted from him, he was going to submit to. And I always knew it. I always knew it. Because women like me, we can spot men like you. Oh, other women have a notion. Some men have an idea. There's something about you. There's that vibe that even when you're being a man, even when you're being butch, even when you're being strong, even when you're being tough, when you're at your most masculine, when you're at your most alpha male, there's still that hint of the bitch in you. See it. We can smell it. We can spot it on you. You know it, don't you? Everywhere you go, you're not fooling anyone. When you feel your most confident, when you feel on top of your game, we all know that underneath, you're still just a little bitch. And it's just a matter of when the right woman is going to come along and decide that she feels like using a little bitch that day. Aren't you lucky? Today's your day. I feel like using a little bitch. I feel like teasing. I feel like playing. I feel like tormenting you. Squeeze those balls for me. I want to torment that cock. I want to see how many clothespins I can fit on it. I want to see how close I can drip the wax on your cock. I want to see how long I can let it pool up in the candle and drip it down over your cock. Before you flinch, before you hiss, before you moan, I want to see how big a cock you can take before you groan and cry out. I want to see just how much you're willing to put up. I want to see you slip into that subspace where your eyes become unfocused and you're all about pleasing your mistress. And everything I do to you every torture, every torment, every humiliation and degradation puts you deeper and deeper in that space where you exist only to be my joy. Just my little pet, my little rag doll, to tease and torment. I want to force my strap on up into your ass, dry, unready, unopened. Heedless of hurting and tearing, I want to force it into you. And tell you what a bitch you are. And tell you how you're mine. Make you repeat it. Whose cock is that? Whose ass is this? Who owns you as I fuck you, as I use you, as I force you, as I bring you to that spot, as I tell you I'm going to make you come at my command. I'm going to make it come just from having told you to. I'm going to make you do a number of things. Oh, just from having told you to. But especially come. Now do it. Look it all up and taste what you've done for me.